Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a public survey about Phoenix. So are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I'm sorry, you're doing a survey about what?
We're doing a survey about Phoenix.
Okay, sure, I live in Phoenix.
All right, cool. So do you happen to be registered to vote in Phoenix?
I am.
You are? All right, perfect. All right, perfect. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president?
I'm voting. I'm voting for sure.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
61.
1961. All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
No? All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or some other race that I have not listed?
I'm white.
White, all right, thank you. So thinking about voting in November elections, would you say that you're personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel like they've gone off the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either being, like, you have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the list goes, Carlos Galindo Elvira.
I have no idea who that is.
No idea.
I have no opinion.
All right, no worries.
That's not an option, though, is it?
Well, I mean, if you don't know about him, you don't know about him, so no worries.
Right.
What about Ana Hernandez?
Sorry, who?
Ana Hernandez?
Don't know her either.
All right, no worries. What about Kate Diego?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Katie Hobbs?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. And what about Marcelino Quinones?
Don't really know.
All right, no worries. So overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I guess I'm ambivalent. I would have to say probably approve more than disapprove.
All right. So would it be like maybe somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Yeah, somewhat approved.
Somewhat? All right, thank you. So now thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote for if the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden? All right, thank you. So if the election for Phoenix City Council were being held today, and the candidates from your area were Martin Bridgerman, Michael Nowakowski, Ana Hernandez, Marcelino Quinones, and Emilio Avila, for who would you vote for?
I have no idea, because I don't know anything about any of them.
All right, no worries. So could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you when deciding your vote for City Council? So the list goes climate change and excessive heat, jobs and economic development, crime, housing costs, water quality and supply, public transportation, racial equity, homelessness, or street and road maintenance.
You haven't even named any of them that's right on my list.
So you would say that none of those are like the most important ones for you?
No.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a brief, like, series of statements about Ana Hernandez. And for each one, if you could please tell me if it's either a very convincing reason to want to support her for city council, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. So the first one is, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Okay, I'd like that.
So would that be like
somewhat favorable?
Somewhat convincing? All right, thank you.
Ana
believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
we have that already. So she's going to give us something we already have.
All right. Would you say it's like a little convincing then, or not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
All right. Hernandez believes a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
That's somebody I can get behind, yes.
So very convincing
then? Well, I don't know. I guess.
Or somewhat convincing then?
You know, they all lie, so it's hard to say. I mean, I'd like to see what she stands for, and I do my own homework, so when I'm answering these questions, it's hard for me to tell you something I don't know about this candidate that I haven't researched yet. So
all right, no worries.
I would say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat?
I would like to say very convincing, but I don't know if I believe her.
All right, no worries. So Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police when he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues here with that.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones and kind of like the same dynamic. So Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Somewhat convincing.
The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with local business communities to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Marcelino has been a champion for the first-time homebuyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. All right, thank you. So after hearing kind of like this information, if elections for city council were held today, for whom would you vote for? Marcelino Quiñones or Anna Hernandez?
The first one.
Marcelino Quiñones?
Yeah.
All right. So
That's without doing any research, which I do research every candidate, so.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Do I say the question again? I want to make sure I understand you.
For sure, no worries. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
All right, would that something else be like an independent?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So do you think of yourself as being closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
At this time, I'm leaning more Democrat. That doesn't
more
always
Democrat?
Happen.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So would you call yourself liberal, conservative, or moderate?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. Thank you. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
1 year of college.
1 year of college. All right. So do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Or family?
Own my home.
Own. All right, thank you. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, can I have your first name?
Robin, just like
Robin.
The bird.
Oh, all right, cool. All right, well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time, Robin. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great
no
rest
problem.
Of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.